let's move ahead and understand a few examples of cost and benefits of AI implementation in healthcare. Now, let's take example of National University of Health System in Singapore. So, NUHS or National University Health System, AI system is designed to predict patient waiting time. It's called Endeavor AI. This platform uses machine learning to analyze patient data, including the medical history and the doctor's notes, to forecast future bed stays and waiting times across the different NUHS hospitals, allowing for better patient placement and optimal bed capacity. So the key feature of Endeavor AI is predicting bed availability, patient length of stay estimation, real-time data processing, and improved patient flow. So NUHS started its transformation journey by deploying TIBCO solutions to address clinical needs, extracting the correct data to build the right model for clinical problems. The hospital system chose TIBCO technology for its end-to-end capabilities from data sources to deployment and the platform's incorporation of validated AI models into clinical workflows to improve workforce productivity and clinical outcomes. The features are deployed on NUHS's new platform called Endeavor AI. So, we spoke right now about Endeavor AI, which is a core system that, you know, basically houses multiple AI tools and technologies, including Connect technology for messaging, microservices, and other capabilities. For example, a high volume clinical data is converted from the source electronic health record and converted into the messages which are consumed by various AI microservices. These AI microservices help in streaming and capabilities to operationalize these Python scripts containing AI models that have been trained and validated on historic data. The output of this AI models can then be sent to AI chatbot services, which can be subscribed by the multiple downstream services applications to deliver messages to providers and patients. The goal of this AI tool is to augment the work of doctors by applying better diagnostic and disease models to improve patient safety and to reduce complications. So the initial investment in the infrastructure at NUHS was substantially amounting to over $10 million. This included the cost of acquiring AI tools, data integration, training the staff, maintenance, research and development. So the key factors in the cost, we spoke about just few slides back, are all converted, and it costed around $10 million to create this AI infrastructure. Now let's see another case example. Case example of Apollo Hospital India with AI-powered stroke. Apollo Hospital has partnered with Medtronic to deploy an AI-powered stroke management system. So this software basically uses artificial intelligence to create high-quality advanced images from non-contrast CT, CT angiography, CT perfusion, and MRI diffusion and perfusion scans, helping hospital to improve time, critical triage, or transfer decisions. The use of AI reduces diagnostic time from 60 minutes to 2 minutes. The time saved is brain cells saved, as every minute of delay leads to 2 million more brain cells dying. The stroke team here is able to remotely access the brain scans of a stroke patient with an AI analysis on mobile app or email for faster decision making without losing the time. The physician being able to evaluate the patients remotely and visit person only when AI analysis of the scan suggests indication for the treatment. This helps to reduce unnecessary exposure in situations like COVID. It also helps and generates a valid document proof to support the clinician's decision taken on the course of treatment for a stroke patient. Stroke at odd hours at night will result in patient losing time for an expert review or a benign treatment. Every patient will receive appropriate treatment and timely treatment in this case. This partnership with Medtronic is helping bringing stroke technology expert stroke technologies, technical expertise, training, and comprehensive stroke management with the integration of AI platform or the Apollo Hospital of Neurosciences at 10 locations across the country. As the time between the onset of stroke to the treatment is significantly reduced by this AI initiative or an AI platform, it helps in improving outcome, reducing hospital stay, and saving cost for patient, not just on hospitalization, but also on the follow-up and rehabilitation. The standardization of stroke diagnosis with empowered clinicians, this makes it faster and more accurate diagnosis and treatment decisions. So now when we talk about the cost of this AI-powered tool, it is approximately $2 million for purchasing and integrating this tool and also training the staff. But as we have spoken about the benefit, which are much more higher, it helps patient recovering faster and also saving the cost, treatment cost, and the prolonged hospital stay. Now let's move ahead and take one more case study. We all know that overall in world, 5 lakh women die every year of breast cancer. And in India, the number is 75,000. To combat this issue, a well-known startup, namely UE Life Sciences and Niramaya, that have adopted artificial intelligence to accurately diagnose breast cancer. In 2016, Niramaya Health Analytics from Bangalore developed a non-invasive, low-cost solution to screen early breast cancer based on mapping body heat embedded with artificial intelligence technique. Niramaya is an acronym for non-invasive risk assessment with machine learning and artificial intelligence. This thermalitrix technology can detect tumors 5 years earlier than the mammography or the clinical examination. In this screening technique, no doctor or technician is required. The machine is portable and costs around 350 to 500 INR of routine mammography charges as compared to the routine mammography charges of 3,000 to 5,000 INR. That is 1/10 cost as compared to the mammography test. Moreover, the skill set required for operating this machine is not very high. The nurses, the paramedics can operate this very easily. This technology enables teleradiology also for remote consultation. So the patient can undergo the screening and then they can have a teleconsultation, lowering full-time staffing cost for the hospitals. The company technique is growing at a rapid pace, and till date, 12 hospitals have tied with this company, which stands for Non-Invasive Risk Assessment with Machine Learning. They have screened nearly 4,200 women and detected cancer early in time. Now, the patient enters a room here and then instructions are given from the outside. The test is carried with complete privacy. It was realized that the privacy component play a very important role for a rural woman, and this application or this AI tool helped us in overcoming that awkwardness from the rural women and resulted in easy and wider acceptance of this technology. Now talking about the cost of this AI technology, it costed around $1.5 million. Now let's move ahead and talk about return on investment on AI implementation in healthcare. So the key metrics here are cost saving, improved efficiency, clinical outcomes, the better clinical outcomes. So we have already spoken about it reduces the operational and administration cost, it improves the efficiency and the productivity, it improves the clinical outcomes and reduces the readmissions. It improves and enhances the patient's experience, and eventually it helps in increased revenue growth by improving the services or reducing the burden of operational cost on the organizations.
So now that I've spoken about key metrics of return of investment, let's understand the problem, ROI calculations. Now let's take the first problem, calculating ROI for AI implementation in a hospital. A hospital spends 5 crore to implement an AI system for automated and administrative tasks. The system reduces annual operational cost by 1.5 crore and improves the efficiency, resulting in additional revenue of 1 crore per year. So now here, the rate of return of investment is equal to annual benefit minus initial cost. So your initial cost is subtracted from the annual benefit and then divided by the initial cost into 100. That is your return of investment. Your the annual benefit is your total cost savings plus additional revenue. So in this case, it was 1.5 crore plus 1 crore of additional revenue, that equals to 2.5 crore. So now calculating the return of investment, it is 2.5 crore minus 5 crore. Okay, that is divide by 5 crore into 100. So it is minus 50%. So here, if you see, the return of investment is negative in the first year due to high initial cost. The investment pays off over time with consistent annual benefits. So approximately, let's talk in administrative term. It takes approximately 3 to 5 years for the return of investment to come at an profitable amount. So let's move ahead and see the next calculation. A healthcare provider invested 3 crore in AI-based diagnostic tool that enhances a diagnostic accuracy and reduces treatment cost by 2 crore annually. It leads to increased patient inflow, generating an extra revenue of 1 crore per year. Because it enhances the diagnostic accuracy, it reduced the treatment cost, but it also increased the patient flow, considering the better diagnostic accuracy. Here, the return of investment is 2 crore plus 1 crore is the annual benefit, that is 3 crores. So when I talk about return of interest, let's subtract the annual benefit with the initial cost, which is 3 crores, and then divide it with the initial cost and multiply it with 100. So it is 0%. So in this case, return of investment breaks even in the first year, with substantial returns expected in subsequent years. So here, if you see, there has been a break even. There is no profit, no loss. Okay, let's move to the third case. I hope this third case gives us some profit. So let's see impact on cost savings. Let's take another problem of understand another example of return of investment. A hospital invests $3 million in an AI system for an image analysis. It saves $2 million annually by reducing the need for repeat scans, improving the diagnostic accuracy. So here the annual savings is $2 million minus the initial investment, that is $3 million divided by $3 million. So return of investment, as you see on the screen, the formula is annual savings minus initial investment divided by initial investment into 100. So here the return of investment is minus 33%. So here also the return of investment is a negative initial. The hospital break even is predicted is 1.5 years and experiences ongoing savings. Now let's take one more example. How it improved efficiency. A clinic uses AI to automate administrative tasks, save 1 crore annually. Initial investment is 4 crore. And let's calculate the payback period. So payback period is equal to initial investment divided by annual savings. So here the payback period is 4 crore divided by 1 crore. So payback period is 4 years. So here we are not calculating return of investment. Here we are calculating payback period. How many years will it take to break even and then convert it into a profit? So here, after 4 years, the clinic continues to benefit from annual savings, improving its financial health.
So now let's talk about some return of investment on AI implementation in healthcare, real life examples. Let's take example of National Health Services in UK. So here they invested in AI predictive tool, analytics tool to manage patient admissions. The investment was 10 million euros. And the benefits was expected was total savings of 15 million euros by reducing patient readmission rates and optimizing resource allocation. Now, here the initial investment was 10 million plus was the operational cost of 1 million annually for the ongoing support. So let's talk about benefits here. First was cost saving, enhanced patient care and increased efficiency. So here in cost saving, it was estimated savings of 15 million euro by optimizing resource allocation and reducing unnecessary procedures. Whereas in enhanced patient care, AI predicted models improving patient management and reducing hospital admission rate by 20%. So when we say that hospital readmission rates have reduced, it opens up other beds for the patient, so it increases the patient's volume. Here, the increased efficiency of streamlined administrative tasks led to 25% increase in efficiency. So, basically, a healthcare tool and an AI tool improved the readmission rate, optimized reallocation, enhanced the patient experience. And now, let's talk about ROI. So first year, the ROI was 50%, and the subsequent years, ROI was ongoing with ongoing cost savings was much higher. So with first year, return of interest was 50%. So in subsequent years, because the initial cost is already covered, eventually it is going to increase the return of investment. Now let's take next case study of Mayo Clinic, which adapted AI powered predictive analytics for patient care. So initial investment here was $5 million for developing and deploying AI tools, and then the operational cost was another $500,000 annually for maintenance and updates. So here the cost benefit or cost savings were in reduced admission rate resulted in $10 million. It improved the patient outcomes, enhanced diagnostic accuracy and personalized treatment plan. It also increased the efficiency, leading to 20% increase in operational efficiency. So first year, the return of interest was 100%, and subsequent years, high return of interest due to substantial annual savings. Now let's go ahead and understand current issues with healthcare workforce. We have seen shortage of healthcare professionals during the COVID times, and of course there is shortage of doctors, nurses and healthcare workers as compared to the population, ongoing increasing population. The WHO estimates there is deficit of 10 million healthcare workers by 2030, primarily in lower and lower middle income nations. Across the countries, there is a projected deficit of 3 million healthcare workers in the coming years, and that's a huge deficit. So your uneven distribution of healthcare resources, see, rural and underserved areas often struggle for the best doctors or the healthcare professionals to go there and take care of the patients or support the patients for the clinical care to be given. The rising healthcare cost, the increasing cost of healthcare skilled workforce, it is becoming pressure to hire efficient and productive people. Administrative healthcare professionals spend significant amount on paperwork and administrative tasks, reducing the time available for patient care. So eventually this lead to the burnout of healthcare workers, which is a big challenge, which is a significant global challenge. It results, it typically resulting from chronic workplace stress. So team, the staff is continuously under stress. There is a work pressure. There is no work-life balance. Loss of control over the professional role. So eventually it leads to errors. It leads to depression. it leads to not taking care well of the patient. So eventually it spoils the patient's experience in the hospital, and also it burns out the healthcare worker. So the healthcare worker is unhappy. Burnout can manifest emotional exhaustion. They feel drained, they are irritated, there are sleep troubles, there are fatigue, reduced job efficiency or performance, and there is sense of depersonalization. They feel detached from the organization of the or the work they are doing. So burnout also has far-reaching consequences for the quality of patient. I just now spoke that eventually it is going to impact the patient care. It is going to increase, lead to increased absenteeism in the staff, eventually non-availability of the doctors, reaching to the patient where the care is compromised, unavailability of doctors creates irritability in pair of patient, delivery of high quality not happening on time. So all these burnout leads to patients' dissatisfaction as well, not only staff's dissatisfaction. So now when we say implementing AI and impact of AI on health job market, AI is changing the job market. It is creating new types of jobs. It is creating automation. It is creating automation of new tasks. It is helping balance the work and the personal life. With 20 to 50 million new jobs expected by 2030, it is creating and enhancing the jobs in healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and in other industries. So while some industries are experiencing significant job displacement, but it is benefiting somewhere in increased productivity and output, and eventually it is enhancing the performances. So AI is rapidly transforming the workforce. I spoke about how we have AI is helping in human resource management. Yes, it is, we can work more efficiently with less manpower. Apparently, the job skill required for managing that tool is different. So we need more skilled persons. So apparently in the job market, there is new jobs. So the rise of automation and AI is transforming workplace. It is impacting job roles. I just spoke about it, how it changes your job role. So previously what was manual, now it is all digital. But yes, you need that digital expertise. So it is changing the way work is happening. So AI technologies are automating everything. So repetitive tasks, it is helping in repetitive tasks leading to increased efficiency. This shift has causing jobs to evolve. And the previous job or the old job to go obsolete while new ones are emerging. The emerging job roles require combination of technical skill. It needs deep understanding of AI technologies. You need to be tech savvy for such, the job requirements are. The job of the future will require mix of technical skills, creativity and adaptability, leveraging the power of automation and AI effectively. As AI continues to transform the job market and employment landscape, individuals need to adapt. So every individual has to adapt the technology. He has to accept the technology, he has to learn the skills, he has to train himself according to the current situation and adapt the data analytics, machine learning or other programming skills. Now the key areas are also impacting the opportunities presented, and they have to embrace the opportunities presented by AI, such as using its augmented human capabilities and work more efficiently by learning how to work with AI tools and technologies. The individual should stay informed about the development. See, learning is continuous thing. You can't just learn and stop learning, because every day the technology is evolving. Every day there is something new to learn. So this it is going to evolve, and eventually the industry is evolving and you have to be there. You have to learn new things, learn new technologies to keep the pace. So individuals should remain flexible. See, you can't be adamant. No, it is not required. I don't want to learn it. No, that should not be the attitude. The attitude should always be welcoming. You should be flexible to learn new things. As the job market and employment landscape, it is evolving. It is evolving with response to AI and other technological advances. So you have to embrace new technologies. You have to upgrade your skills. You have to ensure that you are reading well, you are learning well, and your skill sets are matching the skill sets of the future technologies. Now, let's talk about what are the new types of job created. So, when I talk about new types of job, let's first talk about medical AI engineer. These professionals combine expertise in AI with healthcare and medical process. They design, develop, and deploy AI solutions for healthcare challenges. This includes your disease prediction, clinical decision support, and medical image analysis. The clinical AI specialists blend AI with clinical medicine and develop AI algorithms for disease diagnosis, prognosis, as well as creating tailored treatment plan with AI support. And moving ahead, medical data scientists. So data provides valuable insights through the healthcare. So data scientists help us analyze the data. They analyze vast set of data. They integrate, they clean the data, they analyze the data, they predict the data. So this is done by medical data scientists and AI ethics officer. We all spoke about rules, regulations, ethics. Yes, we know that is important. And then is important as AI ethics officer. So there is need of these professionals. They understand ethical implications that maybe might rise in implementation of AI. They are responsible for developing ethical guidelines for projects, assessing potential ethical risk, and ensuring policies are complied. So AI drug discovery specialists, they incorporate artificial intelligence and tools to revolutionize and speed up the drug discovery process. The AI drug discovery specialist can virtually screen large compound libraries to identify drug, the trial candidates and predict the properties of drugs such as efficacy and toxicity. Precision medicine experts. This professional harness AI to interpret data and develop personalized treatment plans by leveraging insights generated through advanced technology. They deliver tailored therapies that cater to the unique needs of the patient. Now, moving ahead, it's healthcare AI implementation managers. So now that you have created technology, you also need someone who implements this technology. And that is what healthcare AI implementation managers do. They implement the technology. They facilitate the technology. Their responsibilities include developing projects, planning, leading, coordinating, budget management, and ensuring that the project is ready for implementation and ensure that it is implemented and is being used. So now AI quality assurance specialist. We spoke about what are the rules and regulations and adherence to the new policies. So quality assurance specialist ensures that quality of product is met. They ensure the compliances are properly met. They do that by designing multiple tests on the models. They do a lot of tests. They predict the result. They analyze the result. They ensure that the quality of these products or artificial intelligence technologies are appropriate. Now let's talk about impact of AI on workforce. So AI's multifaceted impact on workforce involves automation of repeated and routine tasks, changing skill requirements, and job displacement. This can be beneficial for employees as it frees them from the focus on more complex and creative work, but it creates concerns about job displacement. Yes, people think that they may lose their job because AI is coming in and AI is creating another job sets which are data analytics, machine learning, and AI development skills. So despite potential benefits, there are concerns. There are concerns in every individual about what are the drawbacks, how AI is going to impact their life, how AI is going to impact their jobs. And job displacement can lead to unemployment. And that's why need of reskilling and upskilling, we spoke enough about it, is there. We have to ensure that we upgrade ourselves, we upskill ourselves, we reskill ourselves. So potential for bias, discrimination, and algorithm, which can have negative consequences for marginal individuals and communities. We spoke about biases, analytic biases, and the predictive biases. Now let's move ahead. Understand privacy and security are also major concerns. The data, as it works on the large data, there are privacy concerns that data can be misused or needs to be protected. And AI systems are secure against cyber attacks, and nonetheless, AI can also enhance efficiency and productivity, and its advancement is leading to new job opportunities for the rightly skilled people. Now, moving ahead, AI is changing the job market, and according to the report by McKinsey and Company, AI is expected to create 20 to 50 million new jobs globally by 2030. The jobs in every industry include healthcare, manufacturing, finance, and eventually it is going to replace the jobs with AI technology job with the new job opportunities, new job roles, and it is also leading to job displacement where they rely on heavily on routine and repetitive tasks. So according to the report of World Economic Forum, by 2025, AI will have displaced 75 million jobs globally, but we'll have created 133 million new jobs. So both the numbers are huge, but if you see the new jobs, it is much larger than the jobs, displaced jobs number. So there is net gain of 58 million jobs globally with significant job displacement in certain industries. It is going to impact of AI on unemployment rates will also vary by region and industry. Yes, it is going to impact the unemployment rates. It is going to impact every individual, and it has potential impact on the economy as well. So it is going to create jobs. It 58 million jobs. Of course, the region will be different. The industry will be different. There will be numbers will be, you know, highs and lows will be different, but it is eventually going to help increase the productivity and output, and eventually it is going to stimulate the economic growth of globally. So disruption in existing workflows, the implementation of AI-powered tools can disrupt existing work practices. We spoke about it in our previous slide, how it is going to increase the job satisfaction and well-being. We also spoke that it is going to impact, it is going to reduce the burnout, or you know, it is going to remove the burnout, because it is going to help in work-life balance, not doing the repetitive job, eventually giving job satisfaction. The role of human expertise is to evolve, and AI is going to give them an opportunity to evolve. So now we have spoken about job displacement. We have spoken about how skill shift is required. We have covered all these points. And now let's start move to over-reliance on AI. Over-reliance, healthcare professionals may become overly dependent on AI systems, leading to loss of critical thinking skills and clinical judgment, and ethical concerns are one more challenges what we may face about data privacy, accountability, and potential algorithmic biases. We spoke about brief in our previous presentations about how algorithmic biases can impact the decision and can give us not the right, you know, analysis or prediction. Eventually, the accountability, since the algorithm decision making process works like a black box, is not accountable. In the event of wrong decision, such as incorrect diagnosis, there is, you know, concern that who will be responsible, who will be accountable, whether it will be the tool, whether it will be the clinician, whether it will be the person who has created the tool, whether it is a patient who opted for that tool. Thank you.